We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
You're listening to the Dana and Parks podcast on KMBZ.
This show doesn't stink. It's awesome.
We're going to dance. We're going to dance. We're going to dance and have some fun.
Dig. Who do you think chose this song?
Let me guess.
Up my back, keep me filled with satisfaction when we're done. Okay, true story. I probably will not be able to find my car in the parking lot because I won't remember where I parked when we leave the studio.
But you can remember every lyric of that
song. I know. I could literally do every word to that song, to the rap in that song. Yes.
Isn't that weird how the memory works? Mm-hmm. Seriously.
It's muscle memory. Like, mm-hmm.
I'll be listening to, like, and your and my music tastes are a little bit different, but. If I throw on Hair Nation or something on the radio,
I've been in your car and that's all that ever plays.
Okay. That's true.
Okay.
But there could come on like an LA Guns song that I haven't heard in 30 years.
Mm-hmm.
And I can pull every single lyric out of my memory.
Out of the ether.
Yes.
Yes. And it was really funny because something came on the other day, some obscure song. I think it was like Fly High Michelle, like that one-hit wonder group.
Enough's Enough.
And I was like, I remember this. And I just started singing along, and I was like, I haven't heard this song since like the early 90s. I was like, I'm Rain Man. So what's happening? I'm all-knowing. I'm omniscient. Omniscient.
Hey, we always do like a run, do not walk on the show.
Run, hey, see, do not walk.
Yeah, I'm going to ask you what yours is in a minute because I don't know if you're aware, but in the last couple of years, this thing called streaming started up.
What is the streaming that you speak of?
Streaming, yeah. You can stream shows and stuff. That's weird.
Yeah.
And
technology, isn't it? Wonderful.
So
they came out with the telephone too. It's crazy.
I know. And now they have these ones that are not attached to the wall at your house. They're called mobile phones.
Mobile.
Yeah, mobile. Like you can take them places. So everybody gets a good laugh because Kelly and I just got into streaming earlier this year. And I know I know it's been around for like a decade.
No, we make fun of him because a couple of months ago he comes in and goes, I just got Spotify and it is the greatest thing in the world. And we're like, yeah, Scott, Spotify's been around for like half a decade.
It is the greatest thing.
What was life like before the microwave, Grandpa?
It was simple. It was really simple, laid back.
Anyway, what are you streaming?
Right now, and it's been out for like 2 years, but oh, it's so good. The Morning Show.
Yes, with Jennifer Aniston.
Woo.
And now, Steve the Carell. New season just came out.
Oh, it did come out?
The new season, yeah, I think the first couple episodes are out. But so you not only will you be able to binge watch the first season, but you'll be able to just roll right into the second season.
All right, now what do you, because we started with Bosch.
Uh-huh.
Okay, and then, I won't bore you, but Longmire was one of them. We got into Cobra Kai. Which is just stupid,
mindless,
80s mindless fun.
Incidentally, did you know that I met Billy Zabka at Planet Comic Con?
I saw that.
Literally could not have been nicer. And I've met a lot of stars.
I love hearing that.
He was like, dude. And I was like, dude. And he was like, dude. That's pretty
wow,
much
that
the
was a riveting conversation.
Well, he's not a member of Mensa. I mean, you get what you get.
Michael.
What?
That's not very nice.
Dude. Go to Sam. I'm going to have to think about what I'm currently binge watching.
You don't know?
I don't think there's anything like that is a run, do not walk. And there's nothing on my run, do not walk radar. Sorry.
See, I only have like Netflix or Hulu, so I don't have all of these other new fancy shows that everybody gets to watch. So I basically stream the same.
We only have two. We have Netflix, and then we got Apple Plus because of Ted Lasso. But that's what the morning show is on.
Yeah.
As well.
I'm rewatching Shameless, so I've seen it like three times already.
You've seen Shameless all the way through all 19 seasons?
Yeah, all 19 of them. Yeah, it's a good show.
I'm not currently binge watching anything. Sorry. Sorry to this man.
Well, you're boring me then. Okay. So I'm moving on.
All right.
A story here out of Singapore, not a topic, just wanted to bring this to your attention.
Random.
A man stole his estranged wife's phone to look for intimate recordings in order to confirm his suspicion that she was having an affair. Turns out she was.
Dun, dun, dun.
The 27-year-old man found compromising photographs and video recordings of his 30-year-old wife and decided to then post them on Facebook for the world to see, as he, quote, did not want others to share the same fate as him. He's now been charged. The man whom the wife was allegedly having an affair with was her work supervisor, and his face was clearly visible in the images. The husband then accused the supervisor of being a homewrecker and included his name and his occupation in the Facebook post. He did plead guilty to one count of distributing intimate images and stealing his wife's cellular telephone.
So Singapore does have revenge porn laws, it sounds like.
It does indeed.
Euphoria.
Whoa.
Euphoria. That's what I'm obsessed with. That's what I was binge watching.
You can't be that obsessed if it just came to you.
Well, I had to think about it. I'm blonde, and it takes a minute for the synapses to fire. But
it took
Euphoria,
one full story.
That's my jam. About a bunch of...
Euphoria?
It's about a bunch of very dysfunctional, disgruntled teenagers with a lot of issues. So I don't ever remember having that many teen angst issues.
What's it on?
I think it's on HBO.
We'll see if we don't... You're of no use.
Okay.
Story here from the Kansas City Star, but I love you all the same.
I love you.
It involves the homeless situation here in Kansas City, a story that seems to have no end, just like the problem probably has no end. Kansas City Star reporting millions of dollars are coming to Kansas City to address issues related to homelessness, including funding of tiny homes, the city announced back in May. Kansas City Mayor Quentin Lucas and Congressman Emmanuel Cleaver announcing now that the U.S. Department of Housing and Urban Development has allocated $8.3 million to the city. Some of that money will go to funding 140 beds through the Tiny Home Villages Initiative. The program will provide transitional housing and services to those experiencing homelessness. An ordinance was introduced back in June, you may recall. But the measure has been tied up in city council as public discussion on the issue dwindles. Lucas, in a statement, said at the time the city council has adopted significant policy reforms. Still, we have much to do. The city announced the tiny homes effort back in April. Remember, they were going to put them down on just east of the River Market. Healthcare, counseling, employment assistance were among the services that would be provided. Congressman Cleaver said in a statement, the American Rescue Plan is helping those most in need. Kansas City Manager Brian Platt said the funds were crucial to the city's housing efforts, including providing the tiny homes, building affordable housing, and converting vacant lots. So we now know that Kansas City is going to get $8.3 million. The story was originally published back in May, but it's been updated as of this month. The city will now get $8.3 million. I will ask, and I hate to be a Debbie Downer and a naysayer about the homeless problem in Kansas City. $8.3 million to solve a much more expensive problem. And where you going to put 140 tiny homes?
Where?
You've seen the pictures.
Well, and this discussion has been on the table the entire year. This is not new. They have brought up many different options for where to put it, and every single time it gets shot down. Do you think that there's a spot in the city that it's not going to get shot down, or why are we still hashing this out?
Because now we know how much money the city's going to get from the federal government. $8.3 million. great.
I'm all about tiny houses. I'm all about it. But
whose neighborhood gets it?
And beyond that $8.3 million, who pays for the sustaining cost of it? Because that money's going to run out eventually. And what are you going to do? Just close the tiny home village?
Now, here's what I don't understand. The program will provide transitional housing and services to those experiencing homelessness. Okay. So that doesn't mean transitional in the sense that, you know, we're going to put it here for now and then move it to another neighborhood after a month or 2 months. I'm assuming these homes, I hate to use the term semi-permanent, but would become semi-permanent.
Yeah, the tiny home village, from what I understand, wouldn't move. The transitional housing programs are like trying to get people jobs, and it's the wraparound services that all cities have for the homeless in their city, where they try to get them set up with, you know, employment, a potential more secure housing, things like that.
So they initially said just east of the River Market. That floated like a lead balloon. And we thought it was over. We've had this discussion before on the show that the idea of a little mini homeless neighborhood had died.
They even discussed the government district on the east side of downtown.
Where they're also planning to put
Royal Stadium.
The new Royal Stadium, if there is to be one. Which, by the way, the public sentiment polling is not good for a new stadium. Maybe we'll get into that a little bit later. What is it, two-thirds of Kansas Cityans, if it's a 50-50 public-private split, two-thirds of Kansas Cityans say they don't want it.
They oppose it, yeah. And only one-third support, even if the Royals said they would pay for all of
because
it.
Because that idea just came up on the text line. Why don't we put it on the east side of downtown where they're talking about putting a new Royals stadium? Okay. Guess who's going to be opposed to that?
Uh-huh.
Anybody who owns property right there.
Right there. Ugh.
576-7798. If you guys want to weigh in, $8.3 million will be blown. Just clearing a spot to put these tiny houses. Okay, fair point. 576-7798. 576-7798. We'll do mixtape coming your way at 545 this afternoon with Michael Mackey. He's filling in today for Dana Wright. That guy over there is Sam Stevie III. I'm Scott here on KMBZ. And the topic turns into two. Where do you put a small homeless village? And do we really need a downtown baseball stadium? Okay, let's play.
Game on.
That was a morphing of topics we did not see coming.
April in Buckner. Hello, April.
Hello.
Hi. Go ahead. You're
why
on the
not,
air.
Why not just take the Adams Mart that's already closed down and put them in there?
Where's the Adams Mart at again?
Right across from the stadium.
Oh, that's right. That's closed?
Right across from the stadium. Oh. Yep. It's been closed for over a year.
Oh, that tells you how much I go out to Independence.
And they've already got beds. They've got all the probably amenities that they need. There's more than 140 rooms, I would assume.
Probably.
I mean, wouldn't cost
$8.3 million. Yeah, probably not. April, I have become sort of the, and it was not intended, the yeah, but guy when it comes to homelessness on the show. Yeah, but they tried the hotel approach in Lawrence and it did not go well.
Oh, well. That's Lawrence.
They converted. They were renting rooms out of a hotel near 7th and Iowa.
They tried it here and it didn't go well.
That's right. That's right.
And they even put them up in hotels that weren't even in city limits.
That's right.
Sorry, Independence.
I totally forgot about the attempt that they did here in town. But thank you for the call. Phil.
Thank you.
Phil in Topeka. Hello, Phil.
Hey, guys. How you doing?
We're doing well, man. Thank you for asking.
Hey, maybe it's because I'm an Oakland A's fan. And I was just at Kauffman for a A's game when they were visiting them. And I thought, I do think Kauffman is like amazing. And I had a great time. Why in the world do they need a new Royal Stadium?
The argument has been made that the debate about a new downtown baseball stadium has been going on since the 90s. I can remember being on this very radio station listening to Don Fortune, if you remember that name, talking about a downtown baseball stadium in the late 1990s. The argument is made that the current lease expires, I believe, in 2031 out at Kauffman Stadium. Baseball would kickstart some development, they have argued, on the east side. This would be east of the courthouse and City Hall, where they would probably build a new baseball stadium if it is to happen. And some have argued the Chiefs would want the ability to turn the Truman Sports Complex into their own, adding amenities out there. And by amenities, I don't necessarily mean restaurants, but just fan interaction kind of stuff. That's in a nutshell. A lot of that came from Bob Fesco when he was on with us last week. And lastly, last word goes to Mike in Independence.
Hi, Mike.
Hey, guys. How you doing?
We're doing well. Thank you for asking.
Thanks for having me on. Hey, you know, the homeless, I realize it's a mess and it needs fixed, but how are they going to sort out the homeless from the panhandlers? Because there's a lot of them out there. And number two, we don't need a Royal Stadium downtown. And why are they picking all this to go downtown anyway? To pay for more parking? People struggle enough paying parking down there. We don't need it.
Okay. All right, my friend.
All right.
You got the last word. Hey, don't forget, we got mixtape coming up at 5:45 this afternoon. We're whittling it down to two categories. And Mr. Mackey, during the break, I will give you the three cards and let you discard one of the cards. It'll be your categories that you want to play.
All right.
So there you are, my friend. There are your cards. We'll do that at 5:45 this afternoon here on Dana and Parks.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medella is your reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Did I see that you went to a concert?
First one in 18 months.
And?
Oh, my God.
Tell me everything. How was it?
It was fantastic. I was telling Jamie earlier, because we talked about it right at the beginning of the 2 o'clock hour, it was weird walking back, and not I wasn't nervous or anything, but it was just weird walking back into a concert venue. It was at Sandstone. It was Shinedown last night. And it wasn't sold out.
Okay.
Not for lack of quality music. I just I don't know that people are ready yet to go out in droves to concerts. Although Foo Fighters was sold out. So
all right.
That being said. But it was a good crowd, good sized crowd. Probably, nice. I would guess what Sandstone holds with the lawn, what, 14, 15, yeah, maybe?
Something.
I'd say
10.
Maybe just under 10,000, probably.
That's being generous.
Around 10,000, give or take.
The picture he posted on Facebook, he looked like a kid in a candy store.
He did. Oh my God. Really did. You were
dude,
giddy.
Dude, I was telling them earlier, we got in the car. Kelly finally looks at me and goes, "You need to calm down.
Simmer down.
Yes.
Nah."
I mean, I was so like laser focused on getting to Sandstone last night, I couldn't see straight.
I'm going to my first concert tonight. It's a comedy show, Bianca Del Rio. So I have not seen she's a very snarky drag queen comedian. Very snarky.
Where?
At the Folly. And this is my first show back. So I'm kind of excited. I'm pretty sure, being on the Kansas side, that we'll have to wear masks.
Hadn't you done one of those almost Elton John concerts or something?
Negative, Ghost Rider.
Or didn't you introduce somebody not too long ago? Berlin?
Berlin. I interviewed. I introduced Berlin. However, it was a drive-in concert. And that when I tell you, Terry Nunn from Berlin was singing to me. I was literally the only, all the cars were like 50, you know, yards away. And I was just standing there looking up at her.
No way.
Way.
Well, no, you emceed at Town Center.
Oh, that's true. But yeah. I didn't stick around for those concerts.
No, you did not. You left as I got there. I think it was because I got there.
It was 110 degrees.
The Berlin concert that you were all excited about a couple of months ago.
Yes.
Was a drive-in concert?
It was a drive-in concert. I was like, ladies and gentlemen, Berlin. Honk, and then
honk. Oh, my God.
And then, you know, Terry Nunn comes out, and it's an audience of one. Me.
You're like, why are you all honking at me?
And people were flashing their lights. I mean, Berlin knocked it out of the park. Good for them. But yeah, that was, I take that back. That doesn't really count. It wasn't a concert with people. It was
well, there were people there, but they were all in their cars. I didn't know that was a drive-in concert.
Oh yeah. She at one point came out into the parking lot where no one was, but people went berserk because she was 25 yards closer than...
Now, when you do I've never seen a drive-in concert. When you do a drive-in concert, does everybody have to stay in a parking space?
Yes.
Or do you just back every car up to every other car?
No, you have to stay in a parking space.
Okay, so if there's an emergency, somebody can get out.
Right, absolutely. Okay. It's not... It's like a drive-in movie theater, but it was a giant parking lot, and it was pretty full. And people did get out of their cars, but there were like... You could not come anywhere near her.
But like for the performers, that has to be so anticlimactic.
She was excited. This was her first concert. Okay, so
I'm sure you're all singing along
in your cars. Okay, so true story. I saw Berlin's last concert on the 80s cruise before COVID hit, and I saw Berlin's first concert back. So you could call me a Berlin stan. Yes, you could. So
a what?
A stan. That's a stalker fan, Stan.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, so that was
That's what Stan stands for?
What did you think it stood for?
I don't know. I just knew what it meant because I'm hip.
Right.
A stalker fan.
Stan.
Okay.
The ultimate fan. Yeah, so that was good.
Cue the conversation about lingo kids are using today.
Okay, so, and you went to Garth Brooks, so you've...
Yes,
you can check check that box. All right.
It was actually very overwhelming. There were...
He went with my daughter and her boyfriend.
Oh, how was that?
It was fun.
All right.
She was well behaved.
She was, okay. And he was too.
Good.
All right. Well. Good.
Speaking of, stores that were everywhere when you and I were kids that are nowhere to be found, and even more are now closing.
JCPenney.
No.
Oh.
Kmart announced another round of closings. They now will have 16 stores left.
More like came apart.
In the United States.
Okay.
16 stores for Kmart will be left in the country after this next round of closings.
Did you not go to Kmart all the time as a little kid? All the time.
I mean,
and now it's either Walmart or Super Target. That's it.
I went to Kmart back in the day when Walmart was what Kmart is now.
Right.
So you guys talk about how awesome Kmart was, but
it was.
My memories of Kmart are dark and desolate. Every time I went in, half the shelves were bare.
Your memories start 24 years ago.
Yeah.
Yeah, juvenile.
Mine go a little bit farther back. And remember, Sears.
Oh, Sears.
Yes.
I went to Sears all the time.
Yes, Sears is now down to, it's in the store here, 19 Sears locations.
And remember JCPenney, aren't they defunct?
JCPenney is going down as well.
JCPenney is kaput.
Kmart, by the way, is closing its last and only remaining location in Manhattan.
Okay. I went to, it's always frightening when you go into Target and I go in for one thing and I'm laser focused on that thing and I cannot get out of Target without under $50. I just can't. I'm an impulse shopper. I'm like,
seriously?
Oh, I completely arbitrarily need those fill in the blank.
I have the same problem with any big box store, but it's primarily because I avoid the store at all costs. So then I go to a big box store and I'm like, oh, I need one thing. And then right as I grab that, I'm like, wait, I also need this. And so then I walk over there and then 20 minutes later.
See, that's how I am at Lowe's.
I'm truly frightened because I'm going to the grocery store after this for one thing. How many things do I walk out with?
Probably good luck.
A half dozen.
Good luck. Good luck, sir.
Right.
By the way, you might want to grab some toilet paper.
Oh, I have ample. Why? Is there another run on it?
Yes. News story.
What?
Just this one
run
just
on it, really.
I didn't say I had the runs on it.
news story just cleared from CBS News. Americans are again stocking up paper products amid the latest COVID-19 surge, leaving some store shelves empty of basic household goods. Costco is among those sounding the alarm, warning in an alert on its website that some warehouses may have temporary item limits on selected items. The cautionary note coincides with warehouse club members who bought toilet paper online getting told to expect delays in getting the product, according to Fox.
Fine. I'll get an 8-pack of toilet paper.
Procter & Gamble, which makes products like Charmin and Bounty paper towels, is increasing production by operating factories around the clock 7 days a week and moving to boost shipping volumes, according to the Wall Street Journal.
Is Hostess back at full production? Remember last year when Twinkies were hard to find? And
why?
I don't know.
I've never understood how we as a collective choose which products we're going to, for no reason at all, panic about.
Yes, hoard, completely hoard.
I mean, how many times do you have to go number two?
Well, that's what I was saying at the beginning of the pandemic, because people were buying like 48 packs of toilet paper. Like, this is going to be a 2-week shortage, guys. How many times do you go in 2 weeks? Why do you need 48 rolls of toilet paper?
Because it's been my understanding in my life that in the interest of a profit, companies tend to make more than one. And if they know that there's a shortage of toilet paper, guess what they're going to make? Toilet paper. So that you can act a fool and stack your entire cart with toilet paper. I have never gotten into the hoarding of a certain product. Even when everybody was like, oh my God, toilet paper's running out. I never bought more toilet paper.
Hey, completely, this has nothing to do with anything, but when do you fill up your gas tank? Are you like a half tank and then you have to fill it up? Or do you drive around on E, like E stands for?
God, no.
There's still some left.
Dana does.
Dana's an E.
Dana's an E. What are you?
I fill up anywhere between half and quarter.
Same. You?
Eighth and a quarter.
All right.
Yeah, if I get below a quarter, I am freaking out, which I don't know why.
See, because what do you have to do? Drive half a block?
Right. Well, and then the other thing that always makes me laugh, I see these memes all the time. What is with checking the price of gas? What are you going to do? Just drive out of the gas station and not get gas?
Thank you.
Come on.
Yes. It's 3 cents cheaper across the street. I don't care.
Yeah, I'm not going to drive across the street to get 3 cents off. Like, no.
You're going to burn that much gas just waiting at the light to get across the street.
Also, did you guys play Powerball? Because it's a bazillion kajillion dollars tonight. You need to get on that.
Mega Millions was won last night.
I know.
Never gambled in my life.
That's on you. You can't win if you don't play.
You can't win if you do play.
Well, you never know. I mean, the chances of being struck by lightning 16 times are greater than winning the lottery, but you know what?
So you're saying there's a chance.
So you're saying there's a chance.
Name that movie.
Dumb and Dumber.
Very good.
Okay. Game on.
That movie, which what, grossed like $70 million max?
Oh, yeah.
Is known for its one line. So you're saying there's a chance.
I don't know. I always thought it was funny.
Here are the categories that we have for mixtape, ladies and gentlemen.
Mm-hmm.
And by the way, we need two judges. So if you want to be a judge for mixtape, dial in now. Category number one, Michael Mackey and Sam. If you had but one hip-hop song to listen to while you were stranded on a deserted island, what would be your hip-hop song? And I sound very white when I say hip-hop. Number two. Favorite concert you've ever experienced live? We don't need a live cut from the band, just a song from the band who played the best concert you've ever seen in your entire life. Okay? And we need two judges. We'll get them lined up, and we'll get to mixtape here in
mixtape.
Just a moment on Dana and
Parks. Mixtape, mixtape.
I remember when I lost my mind.
Ooh. Lucky I didn't pick that one.
There was something so pleasant about that place.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, it is time to play mixtape. So got Michael Mackey over here. Sam Stevie the Third is over there. I'm right here. And we will start with Judge Steve. Hello, Judge Steve.
Hello,
Judge Steve.
Are you ready, my friend? You get the hip-hop category, right?
Let's go. I'm ready. I'm ready to rock and roll.
Okay, you're gonna get three. Yeah, you're ready to hip and hop.
Hip and hop. I said a hip.
You get three. Here's your, I'll go first, then Sam, and then Michael Mackey. You just have to pick the winner, okay?
All right, I got you.
Here's your category, my friend, for mixtape. If you had but one hip-hop song to listen to while you were stranded on a deserted island, what would your hip-hop song be? And here is my selection.
Special times alone. Just don't ever change. Cause I'm so into you. And you know it feels good. Know that you're by my side. It feels good to know that you're there for me.
Ooh, I brought the Tony, and another Tony. You got it?
All right, that's solid. Okay,
you know it's solid. All right, here comes Sam Stevie. Are you ready?
Yes.
All right, here it is.
This speech is my recital. I think it's very vital to rock
around.
That's right,
on top.
It's tricky. It's the tight. Here we go. It's tricky to rock around. To rock around. That's right, on time. It's tricky.
Oh ho ho! Oh ho! Somebody brought his A game.
Uh-oh.
All right, Sammy is going with Run DMC.
Now remember, the category is stuck on a desert island. Judge Steve.
He's aware of what the category is.
I know, I'm just saying.
All right.
Are we yelling at Steve?
I don't think we should.
I was not yelling at Steve. I was just exclaiming to Steve the parameters.
This is a hostile work environment. This is a hostile work environment.
Yeah, it is.
Right now.
All right. Here's Michael Mackey.
And it's a lovely day. Then I look at you. And the world's all right with me. Just one look at you.
He went bodyguard soundtrack on you with Soul System. It's going to be a lovely day. So here it is. You got Tony. It feels good. Run DMC. It's tricky. Or Soul System. It's going to be a lovely day.
So based on those three songs, I am going to go, of course, with Run DMC.
Oh, bad pick. All right.
Thank you, Steve. Good choice.
Sam is in the books. Let's go now to Chris in Shawnee. Chris, hello.
Chris.
How we doing?
We're doing well. Are you ready, my friend?
Oh, I am ready to rock.
All right, Judge Chris, here is your category. Favorite concert you've ever experienced live. We just have to play a song from the artist, okay?
All right, all right.
All right, here is mine from June of 1987.
Francis skinny man died of a big disease with a little name. By chance his girlfriend came across a needle and soon she did.
Sheila E. was on drums. It was 1987. He was on the Sign of the Times tour. It was Prince.
Yes, it was.
Yes, it was indeed, sir. Sam Stevie, favorite concert you ever attended?
My concert dates back to 2014. It was on September 11th at Sporting Park. And this song came on.
I thank God for my life, and for the stars and stripes. May freedom forever fly. Let it ring. Salute the ones who die.
All right, all right, all right, all right. Going the patriotic route. I see what we're playing. And then Michael Mackey's favorite concert of all time was this. There it is. Prince. When was your concert, Michael Mackey?
2017 or 18. You didn't play the chorus. That's the best part.
I'm sorry, Michael.
You can go your own way.
Thanks. Okay. Thanks, Chris.
So we've got Prince, 1987. We've got Zac Brown Band,
2014, Chicken Fry.
Okay. Or Fleetwood Mac, Michael Mackey saw them, he thinks 2017, 2018, or 2019. Can't remember.
Well, I got to say, I was really happy after I heard the Prince song, but the guy who brought his A game today is Mr. Sam Stevie.
Oh!
Ah.
Gotta love the chicken fried. Like our
chicken fried. Thanks, Steve. I love it, too.
And today's winner is Sam Stevie III, who is our producer, ladies and gentlemen. We've got to run. Thank you for spending part of this Wednesday afternoon with us. And thank you, Michael Mackey.
You are welcome. And you know what? You can go your own way.
He's Michael Mackey. I'm Scott Parks. We will see you tomorrow at 2 o'clock. Have a great night. Be safe.
Bye.
Be well. And most importantly, be good.
A pair of jeans that fit just right. And a radio up. A lot of sea sunrise.
Bye.
Thanks for listening to the Dana and Parks podcast. Remember, you can catch us online anytime at KMBZ.com.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL Draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.